Most basketball experts believe the Utah Jazz will make the playoffs next year, but the team could struggle a bit to start the season. Last year's leading scorer, Gordon Hayward, dislocated and broke a finger on his left hand and probably won't be available for at least 6 weeks. Joining us in studio is KSL.com Jazz beat reporter Andy Larson. So it's not all doom and gloom, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, the long-term projections for this team are still very good. That being said, Gordon Hayward's injury is definitely a setback. The team schedule is very difficult for the first month of the season. A lot of road games. If he does miss about 6 weeks, he'll be missing about 13 regular season games. It's about 8 games on the road and 7 games against playoff teams. So it's a tough stretch for the Jazz that he'll be missing.
Yeah, and this is the worst player it could happen to, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, Hayward is definitely the Jazz's star, their best go-to wing scorer. But they are better equipped to deal with it than they would have been in years past. They signed Joe Johnson over the summer. He was a 7-time All-Star and is used to playing a starting role. And then they've got good depth behind them in Alec Burks, Joe Ingles, and of course Rodney Hood has taken some steps too. So it'll be relatively – they'll be okay. It's still not a good piece of news for sure.
Okay, so I realize you don't wear a white coat, but I will ask you about the injury to Hayward. How bad is it, and is it really going to be 6 weeks?
It sounds like it will be. It is his left index finger, or sorry, his left ring finger that is broken. So that at least is not on his shooting hand. But it does mean that 6 weeks is a realistic goal and for him to come back in. You see other NBA players who have similar injuries missing about that same period of time.